Today on WISO Weekend, we continue our partnership with the Southwestern Ohio Council on Higher Education. So She Talks features faculty and staff from area colleges and universities speaking about a variety of subjects. It's an effort to bring Miami Valley research and thinking into the public arena, a way to enlighten the world with local knowledge. Today we'll hear from Patty Ross. She's the Dean for Information, Technology, and Engineering at Edison Community College.
IT is short for information technology. I want to start in 2006 when I took a trip with Sarah Mazak from the Ohio Department of Education. We were invited by Cisco Systems to come to a conference in Pittsburgh in January of 2006, and we drove. So I picked up Sarah in Columbus, and we had 7 hours in the car together. We talked about girls in IT, we talked about information technology, we talked about recruitment and retention, and when we got to Pittsburgh, we attended Cisco's conference, and it was a conference for young women to kick off their gender initiative, and it was a wonderful conference that was at COSI in Pittsburgh, and they had about 100 young women there from high schools around Pittsburgh. On the way back, Sarah and I could not stop talking about how we wanted to do an event like that in Ohio. So by the time we got back to Columbus, Sarah said, let's do it. And so I got back to Edison, and I got a group of 8 of us together, and we became the steering committee for our very first We Are IT conference in Ohio. In the meantime, Sarah was busy trying to find funding for us, and she did come through with funding from the Ohio Department of Education, and they've supported us along with the Ohio Business Advisory Committee for the last 5 years. When I got back to Edison, we started planning, and in the meantime, Sarah, who also plans It Works, which is a conference in Columbus in April every year, for teachers and faculty from high schools and colleges in Ohio to get together and talk about information technology and pedagogy and new ideas on how we can retain and recruit students into information technology. At that conference, I asked a group of people in attendance if they would like to come to lunch and talk about our new idea. By the time lunch was over, we had 9 partners, and the 9 schools involved in that very first year decided at that lunch that that fall we would have our conferences at our different community colleges around the state and see what we could do about encouraging young women, grades 8, 9, and 10, to participate in STEM, or science, technology, engineering, and math careers. So in October, Edison piloted the very first We Are IT conference, and all 8 partners came. We had a wonderful conference. We had over 200 girls in attendance, and afterwards we debriefed with the 9 partners, and we talked about best practices. We talked about how we could make improvements, and in November, the next month, the other 8 partners had their conferences. This year, we will have the 5th annual We Are IT conferences around the state of Ohio. November 19th, we now have 21 partners across the state. Our goal was that no girl would have to travel more than an hour to come to one of our conferences. And last fall, we had over 2,700 young women in Ohio participate. Our goal is to encourage those young women to consider science, math, technology, engineering careers. And the reason that we target girls in grades 8, 9, and 10 is because we want to capture them before they stop taking their science and their math classes. So each of us designs our day pretty much the same way, and it would be the same as if you were going to a professional conference yourself. The girls come in the morning. They have a selection of breakout sessions that they can attend. We have an opening session and a keynote. The girls attend 3 breakouts, and we have a lunch, and we have a closing session. This year at Edison, we had 208 girls, and we limit our breakout sessions to 16 participants, and so we had 13 different breakout sessions that they could choose from. They can only attend 3, but they can choose from 13, and some of those 13 are things like robotics, chemistry lab, they go to the physics lab, they do computer forensics, they do security, they look at ALICE programming. So they have a huge variety of sessions that they can participate in. All of them are activity-based, very participatory, activity-based 45-minute sessions. Another thing that has worked very well for us is something that we call lunch buddies. Research shows that girls, even more than boys, respond very positively to mentors. And so at lunchtime, we have what we call lunch buddies. And we had, at Edison, we had 36 tables, so we had 36 lunch buddies, and we had 5 girls at each table and a lunch buddy. These lunch buddies are professional women that are in STEM careers. And so they're given ahead of time a list of questions that they might ask the girls. And what they do during their lunch is talk to the girls about the girls' career aspirations, their plans for college, and then our professional women share their journey with the young girls. And this has turned out to be pretty positive. So I want to share some statistics with you, which I will have to read because I don't have those memorized, but some of the reasons why we do a day like this. Why do we do this just for girls? Girls are considered non-trad or non-traditional, which means that they represent less than 25% of the population in STEM careers and STEM programs. So we want to encourage young women. We also need a stronger pipeline of STEM graduates in the United States. According to a report from the National Association of Colleges and Employers released in 2009, engineering jobs accounted for 12 of the top 15 highest starting salaries in the U.S., yet only 4% of our college graduates are from engineering and computer science, and only 11% of that 4% are women. The Bureau of Labor Statistics released its fastest growing occupations 2008 projected to 2018, and included in that are network systems and data communications analysts, computer software engineers, and systems software engineers. According to a study by the National Center for Women in Information Technology, by 2016 there will be more than 1.5 million computer specialist jobs available. If current trends continue, the IT industry will only be able to fill half of the available jobs. By 2016, U.S. universities will produce only 53% of the computer science bachelor's degrees needed to fill the 1.5 million jobs. Bringing more women into STEM workforce would mean that more women would be included in the innovation and creation of new technologies. Women would be part of the development and design of new products and services. Women may bring a new perspective to that development and design. They could incorporate their STEM-related skills into problem-solving throughout organizations. Being employed in a high-demand, high-wage job would increase the quality of life for those women and their families. Governor Strickland designed the University System of Ohio, and the goal of the university system is to graduate 230,000 more Ohioans by 2017. In order to do that, we're going to have to recruit and retain more students overall, but especially our young women who are dropping out of our STEM programs. We have 21 community partners, and of those 21 community partners, our Ohio partners, are 4 SOCHI partners. And the 4 SOCHI partners that also participate in We Are IT are Clark State, Miami University Hamilton, Sinclair, and Edison Community College. I would like to thank all of you for watching and participating in our program today. And if any of our partners approaches you and asks for help in either teaching breakout sessions, being lunch buddies, or supporting us financially, I hope you'll say yes. Thank you.
That's Patty Ross, Dean of Information Technology and Engineering at Edison Community College.